My name is Olivia King. I am 21 years old. Today is May 6th, and I'm speaking with Zachary Taylor, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Fayetteville, Arkansas. How's your day today?
My day was really good today. Obviously, I didn't have work today. Actually, I took off work today, which I normally don't. I took off work because I got a new kitten today, so that's super exciting. And I took her to the vet and just hung out with her all day. And I've just been hanging out with you for the past few hours. And we kind of had a little adventure earlier. Had to round up a husky out of a cow field.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
Yep. So why did you agree to do the interview today?
Well, obviously you're my girlfriend. But other than that, I like to help people, especially people that I care about. And it's kind of fun anyways to be interviewed. And yeah.
So what do you like about being interviewed?
I'm not sure if I like being interviewed. It's just a sort of a challenge for me, maybe you could say, just because I'm kind of awkward talking to people. But obviously you're my girlfriend, so it helps. But I don't know, it's just kind of a challenge, so it's kind of fun. Something I don't do ever.
Can you tell me a couple of things you want to understand, you want me to understand about you?
Well, I was born and raised here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I work at Sassafras Springs Vineyard. And I help make wine. I help in the grape fields. I bartend at weddings. I do a little bit of everything out there. I have a dog. I also have a cat, as you know now. And I love my family, love my friends. I love having fun. I love the outdoors. I love animals. I really love turtles.
What's your favorite part about working at Sassafras?
I like just the fact that every single day I go out there, I'm doing something completely different for the most part. You never know. I might be mowing, or I might be... We might have like a petting zoo for like a kids event that we have out there, or I might be bartending for a wedding, or driving to Little Rock to pick something up, or making wine, cutting grapes, doing all sorts of little random things, or like building. We are always doing projects out there, so just always something different every day.
Yeah, I bet that is fun. You mentioned that you really like doing things outdoors. What kind of things do you like to do?
So overall, my favorite thing ever outdoors is canoeing or kayaking. And other than that, I mean, just hiking, camping, just anything outside, just walking around in the woods with my dog, walking around in the water, swimming, love boating, jet skiing, everything.
Do you have a favorite spot, around here locally?
My favorite spot locally would probably be Kings River Falls, just 'cause it's about an hour away, so it's not too far, it's not too close, it's never super duper busy, so it's just kind of a nice spot to get away from town. Don't hear any traffic or anything out there, it's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
It would probably be losing my dog, Maslow, which is kind of weird because it starts out as one of the best memories. You know, a year and a half ago, I bought land in Eureka Springs, and shortly after buying the land, I was just out there working on the land, cutting wood with my friend, and he just ran off with my friend's dog, and he just never showed up. I've never seen him since, and it's completely changed my life for sure, and it's really hard, but it's just one of those things that happens, you know?
Yeah, I bet that is really hard.
Yeah, it is.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Probably one of my happiest memories was probably getting my dog Maslow, just the whole situation getting him. I never planned on getting a dog, at least not at that time. And all of a sudden a friend of mine was taking care of somebody else's dog, and this dog had puppies, and they couldn't even really take care of the dog. They were just trying to help someone. So being nice, I took the mom and all 7 puppies, and was going to take care of them and raise them and find them all great homes, and of course ended up falling in love with one and pretty much knew from like day four that I was gonna keep one of them. That's probably the happiest memory for sure. It's just those few months really with the puppies.
Yeah.
Getting rid of them and still getting to see them every once in a while.
What was it like raising a litter of 7 large puppies?
It was awesome, but at the same time, it really sucked. Just because you have to, I mean, it's just a lot of work. I don't know how people ever make money doing that, but they do. But I mean, I would come home once or twice a day from work just to feed them or make sure that they were okay. And then obviously in the morning, I had to feed them and do everything. And then after work and then before bed. So it was just constant. And I was really big on potty training because I absolutely did not want a bunch of nasty stuff around the puppies and didn't want to clean every day. So I potty trained them when they were like 3 weeks old. So that was awesome.
That was pretty impressive.
And everyone who got a puppy was very impressed already that their puppy was already potty trained.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Did you teach them to like signal at the door to go outside?
No, I just stayed on top of them. Literally like every 2 hours I would let them out and they would go potty. And eventually you can't stop. Like, you have to let them out like every 2 hours and you just let them go potty. And really I would let them go potty and then I would feed them. So I kind of think it was like, we go out here, we go potty, we come inside and we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go sleep. It was kind of a routine for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped a lot.
Yeah, but that made it easier.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about how you ended up in your line of work?
So this is also a very interesting story. So I graduated high school and I started working at Fayetteville Montessori School. I worked there for 2.5 years with kids and it was great, but I realized it wasn't what I wanted to do. And I really just kind of left really quickly because I felt like I was kind of wasting my time. And I found a job really quickly at an insurance company. It was Nationwide Insurance. And the man who owned it really liked me. He hired me almost instantly and paid for me to go to schooling to get my commercial insurance license, which I did. And I worked in his office for about a year selling and just maintaining commercial insurance policies. And it almost killed me. I'm just not the type of person to sit at a desk all day at all. And I just, not really the type of person to talk to people all day, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just not me. I'd rather work alone and just, like, actually work. It's just not me. I'm an outside person for sure. So I started working for Nationwide, and then my boss, who owned that company, also had just recently started a winery. And I kind of hinted at him that I wasn't really having the best time in his office. And one day he was like, you want to go out to the winery and start working? And I just went out, started working maybe once a week, twice a week out there for like half the day. And then slowly it was like 2 days a week and then 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. And slowly no one ever said anything. I just started working out there full time. And I never said bye to anyone at the office. And it was just like, I'm working out here now. It was a really smooth transition. And I've been working for my boss for 5 years. So I've been there for 4 years. And they're only, the winery is only 5 years old, so I've been there for most of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think was the hardest part for you working in an office?
Probably, it's very dramatic. Just like, there's just like office drama. Like, you know, those office shows where there's like drama in the office? It's real. Like, it's a real thing. And like, it's just, I don't know, I'm just not about that drama at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just constantly people talking about each other. And I mean, it's not for me. I just like, I gained like 20 pounds in a year just sitting down and not being as active, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I would just like snack, you know, we'd have candy sitting on the desk for the customers that came in. And of course I'm going to eat a couple pieces a day, you know, a couple pieces a day adds up to like 20 pieces a week, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's just, you know, I got kind of fat. So that kind of sucked also. But
yeah.
As soon as I stopped working there, I lost pretty much 20 pounds in like 2 months. So it was awesome.
Yeah. If you could do anything for work, what would you do? Why?
So generally, I just want to work for myself and be my own boss. And I think it would be super duper cool if I could have a bunch of greenhouses on my land and just grow plants and just like, you know, sell them, like, you know, house plants, or even like, you know, specialty crops, for restaurants, like local restaurants and some like health food stores and even like farmer's market type thing. Just all sorts of plants, food, fun plants to look at, just plants. I enjoy growing plants.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about growing plants?
It's sort of therapeutic to see something grow from like either a small seed or a cutting or whatever into like a really big plant. And, I don't know, it's just alive and it's really crazy to me that we do that. We just, humans have plants in their houses. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite type of plant to grow?
I would just categorize my favorite as cactuses, for sure. Mm-hmm. I really like cactuses.
How come?
I think I honestly originally, I didn't used to like cactuses until I got a dog. And then I like cactuses because they're spiky. Mm-hmm. And I thought since they're spiky, my dog won't be able to like bite them or like knock them over. And it has honestly worked great.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why. Mm-hmm.
How many plants do you think you have now?
Probably like 100.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do with all of them?
I just look at them.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair. What advice would you give your teenage self?
Just keep doing what you're doing. Stay you. Honestly, stay in school. Number one, that'd probably be the biggest thing, is just stay in school and just finish it. If I would have stayed in school, you know, and completed it, then I would have been done years ago.
How long were you in school?
2 years.
Are you talking about college?
Yeah, college, yeah.
Did you pick out a major?
My major was just like a general science major at mm-hmm. the time. That was nothing very specific at all.
Yeah. If you could go back, what would you do?
I would probably just something around botany and or business.
Mm-hmm. One of those are very different, mm-hmm. botany and business. Would it be like plant sciences and then?
Yeah, and then the business, so you'd know how to like, you know, start a business like I was talking about with like greenhouses and selling plants and stuff.
It'd be cool. So you mean like you would do both together?
I think that would be cool, yeah. Yeah, like minor in one and major in the other.
How long ago were you in school?
Four years ago, yeah. It's been 4 years.
All right. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Very interesting question. I would probably I would tell them to start saving money as soon as they can, like when they're 12 years old. If they can save a quarter, save that quarter, save a dollar, all of it. Cuz like if I would have done that, I would have so much money, and I would probably already be able to like buy a house, you know, with mm-hmm. all these small amounts added up over, you know, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So save your money and just focus on education, focus on family, focus on friends. Don't do anything stupid. Don't do drugs.
All right. Have you ever committed a random act of kindness?
I have, yes. I gave my shoes to this guy, when I was in Colorado once. It was really cold outside, and he was walking around downtown Denver, and it wasn't snow on the ground or anything, and it was above freezing, but it was still really cold, and I know his feet were freezing. Mm-hmm. My hotel was right there, and I had more shoes, so I just gave him my shoes, and, just walked to my hotel with freezing feet, but, you know, it wasn't that bad for me. I can buy new shoes. I don't know if he could. So I know he appreciated it a lot.
What made you do that?
Probably because number one, didn't have any money or food on me. And he was literally shivering as he was walking by us. So like, that was probably the biggest thing, is like the fact that he was like, I could hear him like shivering. So yeah. It was kind of hard to hear, you know?
So like,
and they weren't like expensive shoes, you know? So it didn't really matter.
So could you walk me through like how that whole situation happened? Like, you were just walking past this man, and then
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you've ever been to Denver, every 50 feet you walk, there's a homeless person, like literally. And so it's really sad, and like, you can't just give everyone all your money and everything. And I'm not really typically one to give away my things, but just, I don't know, I just felt something like I had to. I think it was really just because I could hear him, like, shivering. I could hear his teeth chattering as we were walking by, and, like, there was still, like, lots of noise, and, like, it was mm-hmm. just something that stood out to me mm-hmm. was that noise.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think are shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Yeah. So they're both kind of together, I would say, oddly enough. So when I was a senior in high school, it was the summer before senior year in high school, and one of my best friends invited me to go on vacation for 5 weeks with them for free, which was, of course, I was like, yes, to an island. And so I went with their family, and it was great. We're having a great time, seeing things I've never seen before, doing things I've never done before. And my favorite thing, and probably why I'm talking about this, my favorite memory from this was jet skiing. We were jet skiing down this river. It's called the Bull River, and it leads into the ocean. And we literally saw, like, manatees and, like, dolphins were, like, swimming next to us when we were jet skiing. And, like, you could literally reach out, like, touch the dolphins. They were, like, so close. It was crazy. And there's just, like, flocks of pelicans, like, flying next to us. And so it was just, like, a sensory overload of, like, nature all at once. It's mm-hmm. just something that I always remember. And it kind of just sticks with me. And all that was really great. We were having a great time. I was driving jet ski the whole time. And then all of a sudden, we decided we were going to stop on this little, like, it was like, it was an island, but it was like more of like a sandbar. It was really small. And we stopped. We just walked around and, like, caught some crabs and stuff. And the person who I was jet skiing with decided it was their turn to jet ski. And they were going to drive back up the river and take us home. And they hopped on the jet ski, put it in reverse, and they started going in reverse. And the rope sucked into the jet ski engine, and it clogged the engine. And obviously we had no tools, no cell phone, anything out there. We didn't even have sunscreen. And so I was literally just sitting on this island roasting, just like thinking, wow, well, this is it. And about 45 minutes passed by, and there's not a tree on the island. There's literally hardly any grass. And so you're just sitting on the sun. There's nothing we can do. We're just baking. And like 45 minutes go by, and these two guys named Bubba and Steven come by in like the tiniest little fishing boat, and they're headed home going upstream. And we like waved them down. We were freaking out. And they stopped, and they tried to help us cut the rope out, but there's no way we could get to it. We just needed like lots of tools. And so they kindly towed us back upstream. But since we were they were in a tiny little boat, and we were in a fairly large and heavy jet ski, for being a jet ski, and we were going up a river, against the current, so it literally took us like 5 hours. What took us like 40 minutes to get down took us 5 hours to get back up, and we had no sunscreen. And they were locals, so they didn't wear sunscreen, because they were just always out in the sun. And I literally got third degree sunburns on like 50% of my body, and pretty much ruined that whole entire vacation. And we were only 2 weeks in, so I literally for 3 weeks straight had to sit inside and just be miserable pretty much, while knowing everyone else was at the beach, because my skin was literally blistered like everywhere. It was absolutely terrible, and that's kind of something that has shaped me. I feel like I'm a little bit more careful of a person from that experience. I try to wash my back a little bit more. Because if I would have hopped on that jet ski, I probably would have not left that rope down, and it would have been absolutely fine. But yeah, I mean, I think that whole memory together kind of answers that question, I think.
Can you tell me about one of the people who has been kindest to you in your life?
I would definitely say my mom in that situation has been the kindest. I mean, obviously most moms, I feel like, are probably the kindest to their children out of anyone. But I probably choose her just because, first of all, my parents have always been divorced. Since I was literally a fetus, my parents were divorced. So it's always just been a thing. Like, it's never, like, a sad thing for me. It's just, you know, my mom's over here, my dad's over here. It's always been fine. I've always loved my mom. She's always been super nice, and she's always given us everything we need. Just, I mean, she literally, she was 22 years old, and she had two kids, full-time job, two full-time jobs, really, and then full-time student, and she was single, and, like, somehow she figured out how to do it all, and so, I mean, that's definitely why I would say she's been the kindest to me in my life, because without her, I wouldn't be here at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you have one memory of your mom that sort of, like, just encompasses all of that? Just the one specific memory?
Well, I would say, I mean, yeah, sort of. I mean, when I was younger, I feel like the reason I am the way I am, like, super nice and, like, I like nature a lot, is because, first of all, we would always go hiking, and we're always outdoor. We go camping all the time, every weekend during the summer, and I just always remember, like, my mom stopping for turtles and, like, doing, like, really simple, nice things like that. I probably couldn't pick out one thing, though. It's definitely a lot of small things.
Just knowing her.
Yeah, just, like, her in general. Just, like, being super nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's always just, like, texting me to make sure, you know, I'm okay for no reason.
Yeah.
You know, just because she's my mom, you know.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you would like to discuss?
I think I'm good.
All right. Well, that was very, very informative. Thank you so much for letting me interview you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I think you got it.
Let's click 500 more times. What's happening? I don't know what happened. Ooh. There we go.
My name is Olivia King.
I hate listening to myself.
Me too.
Today is May 6th, and I'm speaking with Zachary Taylor, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Fayetteville,
Arkansas. You can hear my laptop.
So, how's your day today?
My day was a really good day. Obviously, I didn't
have it. All right, so use that. Great job, everybody. Oh, done. Yes.